It's Monday, July the 6th. Wimbledon is over. Now the countdown begins to this summer's great event, the Ashes. England take on Australia at 5-day test match cricket. Folks, this is what it's all about. We had the Windies over, we had the International T20. All good stuff, but this is really where the combat begins. Now, let me say something first of all. I'm an England supporter. I'm a proud England supporter, but some of my heroes have been Australian cricketers. Who couldn't fail to be inspired watching DK Lilly tear in with his long flowing locks and his moustache? Great. And then, of course, we had Jeff Thompson. So those guys inspired me to bowl very slowly. So first up, I'm going to be supporting England, but I'm not here to disrespect Australians. You're not going to hear me saying Australians are just a bunch of fat, beer-swilling, foul-mouthed, misogynist, down-under types. I'm not going to be saying that. Others might in the tabloid press. Not me. So I salute Australia. Let's have a good fight. So yesterday we got the new England team, the announcement of the England team. 13 men who will be down at Cardiff on Wednesday. And Cardiff, that's the thing, isn't it? While we're playing Test cricket in Wales, that should have been played in Manchester on a decent turning wicket. So what do I think about the Test squad? I think it's fair. I'm quite happy with Steve Harmless not being in the squad. I think those boys deserve to be there. They did well against the Windies. We've got Monty Panesar in the setup. Is Monty Panesar really a world-class spin bowler? I think the jury's still out on him. I'm not sure he'll play. So I would drop probably Monty Panesar and Ian Bell from the 13 and go with that 11 in Cardiff. I'm comfortable with that. There's been all this talk that Cardiff is a spinning wicket, but the stats show that most of the wickets that have fallen at Cardiff this summer have been to pace. So I think England are going to concentrate on pace. Anything they get from the spin department is going to be a bonus. I think it's going to be tough, but remember, the last series England played against Australia in Australia, we lost 5-0. We got thumped. We got hammered. So let's have no false bravado that we're gonna, whack the Australians around the park. In my view, although there's no McGrath, no Shane Warne, no Gilchrist, no Haydon, Australia start as favourites. They hold the Ashes. All they have to do is to draw to retain the Ashes. So the pressure, the emphasis is on England. Perform. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to see how well Australia play. I know Australia will play well. Will England bat well? Will they bowl well for 5 days? And most importantly, will they hold their chances when they come along? So it's coming up. It starts in 2 days' time in Cardiff. I only have two reservations about this. A, that it's taking place in Cardiff. Nothing against the Welsh, but we have some great Test match grounds in England, and Old Trafford's missing out. And Old Trafford has been good for England. Secondly, and of course now there's no terrestrial TV coverage of the Ashes. All right, so I'm going to be following the Ashes the traditional way through traditional media, on radio, on the highlights, and on the internet, on the newspapers. I'm not going to be going to any of the games. Watching Test match cricket again is prohibitively expensive. So most people will be following it through the TV, through the radio, and online. So here's my challenge to the Australians. How do you feel with 2 days to go? Have you got the right players? Which England players do you fear? Do you think you're going to win? Do you think you're going to draw? Do you think you're going to lose the Ashes? 2 days to go. Come on, England. You can do it.